that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do. Wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere.
This is The Spec, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It is great to be back, everybody. I'm sorry, it's been a little while, but I'm very happy to be back on the radio waves with y'all today. Welcome back to The Spec, as always, Sundays at 4 p.m. But that was a little bit of a different opening than we usually have on the show today. I usually start with Love, Love, Love by Donny Hathaway, but no, we have a very special themed show today for everybody listening out there, and that is the Spec Decades show. Yes, this is a brand new theme that I'm bringing to the show, and what it basically is going to be is I'm going to take a look at some of the most iconic songs from each decade starting in the 1940s, and that was Somewhere Over the Rainbow from The Wizard of Oz, which was actually 1939, but, you know, close enough. Judy Garland, who sang the song, was a very prominent figure in the 1940s in that era of music. So I decided to start off with that one today. So that's how it's really going to go. We're going to go through a couple songs from each decade. I'm going to talk about sort of the vibe, the music that was happening in that decade. And just as a disclaimer, at the very beginning of this entire thing, your favorite song is not going to be on here. There's just not enough time in the show. There's just so too many songs to name for each decade. There are a lot of amazing songs, particularly in the latter half of the 20th century. And they just didn't all make the cut because I don't have that much time. So I chose some basically at random because there's so many you could choose from. And don't get upset if you don't hear your favorite 70s song today. But I don't want to waste any more time. Let's continue on into it. We're going to continue into the 1940s, and this next one is going to be Shaboom by The Chords. It's an absolute classic. I think I've played it on the show in other contexts before, and we're just going to keep the train rolling through the 40s. The 40s was defined by movements of jazz, the rise of ragtime, some notable artists, Bing Crosby, Ella Fitzgerald, Judy Garland, Nat King Cole, Billie Holiday, very, very prominent figures who set the stage for the music industry for the rest of the century. Please enjoy as you listen along.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Do, 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 shaboom.
Life could be a dream. Shaboom. If I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love.
Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello,
again. Shaboom, and open, we'll meet again. Boom, ding dong, ding ding dong, a lang, a lang, a lang. Oh, 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 pip, a bib, a dob, a dib. Oh, life could be a dream. If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, maybe we'd be so fine.
Oh, life could be a dream. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, then tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we'll meet again. Boom, boom, boom. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we meet again. Boom, boom, boom.
Ding dong, ding ding dong. Sha-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-oh. Oh, oh, bip. Sha-bip-a-do-ba-dip.
Oh, life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Do-do-do-do-do. Shaboom.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's life.
As it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
That's life. And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die. My
That was That's Life by Frank Sinatra and the aforementioned Shaboom by The Chords back to back right there. And I know I just kind of cheated because I said we were going to go through the decades kind of chronologically, but I just completely jumped the 50s with That's Life by Frank Sinatra. But I think it's also important to mention that a lot of these artists that kind of coincide with different decades also were very prominent in other decades. I think Frank Sinatra's peak was probably like the early 60s, but you know, he was very, very prominent in the 50s as well. And speaking of the 50s, a little bit about the 50s, that's when we saw the rise of R&B and the rock and roll scene that we know with Elvis Presley and all that. And this was a very critical period of music development in that black artists were very prominently promoting R&B, and this was the beginnings of Motown, that kind of music. And while some of them were able to get the spotlight, it's important to also mention that many of them, due to segregation and the state of the country, were denied from proper recognition for their contributions to the music industry. So this was a very critical moment in the development of the music industry, were the 50s. That's where a lot of these modern sounds, the R&B, the soul, the more funky sounds that you hear in music today, a lot of that was continued in the 50s from, you know, some of the early music, early blues and jazz that we saw at the beginning of the 20th century. This is where a lot of black artists really started to take off, in addition to some of the early contributions as well. So that's important to mention. We're going to move right on actually into the 60s. And speaking of a very prominent black artist is Aretha Franklin, who is probably the most prominent female black artist today in history. So Respect by Aretha Franklin is the next song on here. Respect by Aretha Franklin was, again, this is the beginning of the 60s now. Aretha Franklin was one of these figures that we'll mention a lot going forward in the history of music. But the 60s also featured not only, and there isn't a lot of this on the playlist today, but it's important to mention protest music for a lot of the unsettlement about the United States' involvement in Vietnam and other international conflicts and war in general, people's disdain for violence abroad. But also, speaking of abroad, this was also the era of the British invasion, and the pinnacle of the British invasion were the Beatles coming to the United States. So the next song is a classic by the Beatles, and then we'll move on from there.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm missing the lips and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll ride home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving
sleep.
That was Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys, another band from the 1960s, and this era featured some of the most famous bands in all of music history: the Rolling Stones, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Led Zeppelin, the Kinks, the beginnings of Pink Floyd, duos like Simon and Garfunkel, more folky artists, Bob Dylan-y type people, Janis Joplin. This was a very, very rich era for music, one that was very different from the next era that we'll talk about, which is the 1970s, while the 1960s was characterized more by this protest folky music, some of this alternative band music, British invasion music, with a lot of these bands coming over from England. The 1970s was much more focused on a much more laid-back vibe. Disco was the big thing in the 1970s, relaxing music that you can dance to, I think, was very, very important for this era. Some of the most prominent figures of the 1970s in music: Stevie Wonder, David Bowie, Pink Floyd, as I mentioned before, Elton John, Marvin Gaye, Gladys Knight, and you can go on forever. This might be my personal favorite era of music in history. If I had to choose, there's just so many artists that came from this era. A lot of feel-good music came from the 70s as well, and I am a big fan. So we're going to play a couple songs from the 70s, and then we're going to keep this thing rolling.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Judge us simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. Can't see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh. Right on. Right on. Right on.
That was I'm Every Woman by Chaka Khan. And the last song before that was What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. Two songs that you may have definitely heard before, no doubt. But there are some other songs that I left off that I won't have time for. And once again, if your favorite artist from the decade that I'm playing isn't on there, that's not because I don't like them. It's because I just don't have enough time, and I'm just random at this point, honestly, kind of just randomly choosing a couple songs to kind of sum up the decade to all fit in about an hour going over a century's worth of music. It's that time of the show, everybody. It's PSA time. And today's PSA is an autumn outdoor exercise one. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. That's a great one. I mean, try to get outside as much as you can. The winters here in New England, if you're new to the area, they're long, they're dark, and they feel endless. And use this as an opportunity while it's still kind of nice out to get out there and just enjoy the leaves, enjoy the fall weather. Fall is arguably my favorite season. It's a beautiful time of year, and it's not much longer. So get out while you can. Thank you to the PSA book for this week's message. And we're going to continue on with the show. And now, so we've gotten a little taste of the 70s here, but we're starting to move into the 80s. And the 80s is also a very critical time in the development of music. You see major genres like hip hop taking the stage, new wave music, hair metal. A lot of the songs are focused on materialism and wealth in the United States, and either talking about flaunting wealth or talking about wealth inequality. Some notable artists from the era are Michael Jackson, Prince, Madonna, Bruce Springsteen, and Whitney Houston. And we're going to start with a song that's not, they're not American artists, but they're very important for the turn of the 1970s, beginning of 1980s, and that is Queen. I'm going to start off with a Queen song here, Freddie Mercury on the vocals. Hope you enjoy.
Tonight, I'm going to have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world.
A good time, I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
That was Love Never Felt So Good by Michael Jackson, previously Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. And I got to admit, I cheated a little bit on that one, because Love Never Felt So Good was actually released in 2014 after Michael Jackson passed away in 2009, I believe. And it was a song, but it was a song that he initially, I believe, recorded in the 1980 exactly, and I think they finally mixed it and finished it 2014. So it was released after his death, but I thought it was a very, very good song upon its release, and also still had a similar vibe and aura that was Michael Jackson in the 1980s. So that was a good one. Queen as well, but again, there's so many other artists we can play. I just don't have enough time to play them all. So we're going to move on to the 1990s now with the last 20 minutes of the show. 1990 saw some of the emergence of the pop that we know today. It was the golden age of rap. You see some of the most famous rappers of all time. Tupac, Biggie, Ice Cube, Wu-Tang Clan. They were all in the 90s. some alternative techno music was bursting onto the scene in the 90s as well, and boy bands were a big thing. And we're going to play a boy band song to get started for the 1990s, and that's I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. Hope you enjoy.
My fire, the one desire, believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart, can't reach to your heart when say
I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing 7 Sassoon, now it's 95, and they clock me and watch me diamond shining, looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good, from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pay. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
That was the first half of California Love by Tupac, Roger Troutman, and Dr. Dre, but I don't think I'm going to have time to play the entire song because it's a fairly long song and I want to make sure to get to the 2000s and 2010s and present day. So we're going to continue on now into the 2000s. And this is more of the pop, prominent pop music that we all know today. This is a Maroon 5 song called This Love. This is music that you're getting much more familiar with that pop sound that we all know and maybe like it. I don't know if you love it, but hopefully you'll like this. It's This Love by Maroon 5. Here we go.
What we gotta do right here is go back. back in the time.
That was The Way by Ariana Grande and Mac Miller. And we started the show, everybody, just to remind you, with Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Judy Garland. And we have ended the show, or gotten close to the end of the show, with Ariana Grande and Mac Miller. So that should show you the ground that we've covered during the show today, over almost a century worth of music that we covered in the span of 50 minutes. And hope you all enjoyed the ride today. I sure did. This has been The Spec, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for bearing with me today, everybody. This was a new little experiment that I wanted to try out with the show. Again, there's so much music that I did not even get close to covering. So many prominent artists that I didn't even talk about. And shout out to those people that I didn't. There's so much good music throughout history, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more to come. Hope you all enjoyed the show today. Hope everybody's doing well. It's already dark out at just almost 5 p.m., and that's kind of sad. But you know what? We're listening to music and having a good time, so who cares, right? I'm going to be back next week. Going to be back the week after. after in the weeks following, just back to back to back here to finish off the semester. Gonna have some fun stuff in the works, a live band or two possibly, more guests before the end of the semester. It's gonna be a blast, but hope you all enjoyed this one today. And to close it out today, we have arguably the biggest song, I think, of the 2020s so far, and that is by The Weeknd. It's Blinding Lights. Hope you all have a great rest of your evening, and I will see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Just a touch.